All right, it's the rundown. It's Monday. It is January, what, 13th?
Yes.
You're back?
14th.
Rundown presented by Hell of a Good Dip. Hell of a Good Dip sponsored Saints Eagles Electric Chair, last one of the Eagles for the year. Yesterday was great. Limited edition. What are you laughing at, Mush? I wasn't trying to be funny. It's an ad read. It's right on the thing. Limited edition food, footballs available now throughout the Super Bowl.
It's actually very convenient.
Football comes with French onion dip. Use the lid to fill with pretzels, chips, etc. Or you can use both half for chips and dip on the side. They have a great solution for easy entertaining during the playoffs. The bowls are reusable, so keep refilling them. Love it. That is a good dip thing.
Really good.
All right, let's get into the NFL playoffs. I'm not going to rub it in on Smitty. I will be a gentleman. No, so I'll start with the Patriots instead.
You can. How sweet is this one?
It's as far pretty as fucking like, sweet because there's all these the Max Kellermans, the Stephen A. Smiths, the Mike Felgers. There's a lot of guys I don't even know. Nick Johnson or whatever his name is. I know he's a constant hater. The same people every and it shouldn't be any sweeter because like Kellerman is an absolute.
All the numbers are down for Tom Brady, not just on third down all across the board, but in terms of the dinking and dunking passing, the yardage is shorter than ever. And he's not throwing into tight windows, by the way. Guys are wide open. So not only does he not have the offensive weapons he used to have, not only is the defense slower than it used to be, he's capable of much less. And I'll say this, of the remaining quarterbacks in the AFC, he is dead last. I'd rather have Philip Rivers. I'd rather have Patrick Mahomes. I'd rather have Andrew Luck right now than Tom Brady.
I don't even want to say he's an idiot. He's an intentional troll.
No, he just went way too far with the take of, like, they're diminishing. When he said he's the worst quarterback remaining, it's like, come on, dude.
But, like, 4 years ago, he did his fall off the cliff. So he does the same thing.
Every time.
And that's the problem with the trolls.
Well,
and he's a troll. You can't tell now, like, and Paul, we were making fun of this. He did his entire thing, how just saying outrageously bad stuff gets more clicks than like trying to be right. Like and it's true. But
I also think that they're pot committed. Like at some point they're going to be right.
Maybe not.
But they definitely thought it was going to be like 5 years ago. They're like, I'm just going to keep saying it until I am right. But it ain't coming.
But don't you love the trolls? The Patriots would not be playing this well if they didn't have something to play for.
No, they always change it. Brady's going full underdog mode.
It'll be a good game. They're a good team. And we played them earlier this year. You know, I know, you know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
Monday, January 14th. It's great to be working on a Monday. Great team win. We're on to Kansas City, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Many men. Wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And trying to take my life away.
I mean, exactly. I thought they'd win the game. I didn't think they'd win it like that. That was one of the
Instantly, the game was over.
I mean, that idiot, we have Barstool Banks. What a moron he is.
I mean,
Barstool Banks should just shut up and be lucky that even anybody has any idea of his existence. But it was over. I'd watched enough. I knew it was over instantly. So I said that in a bunch of people. And then he comes out on his timeline. It's amazing how many people think this game's over, like in the first quarter.
And well, that's even stupider.
He's just so stupid, Barstool Banks.
I've seen,
couldn't pick him out of a lineup. What an idiot.
We've all seen that 1,000 times as like a Patriot hater. As soon as the game starts, as soon as they scored, like, within a second, it was like, okay, well,
yeah, and then
like,
they
turn
go,
it off. I'm gonna watch a movie because we know how this goes.
I mean, you, I will say, Kevin, as much as you don't like the Patriots, you've been beaten down. At least I can respect that.
I said it on radio today. I don't want
3-point underdogs.
It's much like you do with Michigan, where you're like, I'm just being honest. It's like, I used to fucking fight you tooth and nail, and then it got to the point where it's like, this is just stupid. This is pointless. They're that good.
They're the greatest to ever do it, period.
Also, by the way, though, the Chargers are, like, the worst.
Yeah, well, nobody was saying that about the Chargers.
I know, that's what's crazy. No. Is everybody talking about Philip Rivers
Colts
and the Chargers like
unless
they were
going
to be...
Unless you were going for a hot take, like, people knew that the Patriots probably, like, going to win that
so
game.
So what do you think is going to happen then when they head to Kansas City? 3-point underdogs.
I think Ken Jack over here, Mr. Chargers.
Ken Jack's another real dummy.
Yeah,
he's
idiot.
Sitting there,
he's an
and
idiot.
It's his first like electric chair, and the electric chair wasn't electric because we're up 50 before it started. He's like, I don't understand why the Chargers defense doesn't look as good today. Because you're playing the greatest guy of all time. Maybe your regular season against fucking rats.
You could do that
also
thousands of times in a row.
Like, possible for against the Patriots. They ran the same scheme they ran against Lamar Jackson against
Patriots.
Tom Brady.
It doesn't matter what you do. Everybody does it, and everyone loses. Like that's what.
Did you just say that they ran the same thing against Lamar Jackson?
The same scheme they ran against Lamar Jackson, they ran against Tom Brady, which seems kind of stupid.
Okay,
right?
I thought you were like praising that. I was like, that seems absolutely the dumbest thing they possibly could have done.
It doesn't matter what you do, you're irrelevant. The teams we play are irrelevant. They're irrelevant.
In Foxborough.
I mean, pretty much everywhere. Listen, I get it. We lost to the Eagles, who are no longer in the playoffs last year. We've lost to the Giants. I get it. We're the best. The second after we lose to you, we're the favorites next year. Like, that is how it goes. We're the best. We've been the best for 15 years. We may lose time to time, but we win 95% of the time.
I'm just saying that also Philip Rivers is going to lose that big game 1,000 times in a row.
So what do you think is going to happen going to KC?
I think if it was in Foxborough, it would be a no-brainer. Patriots, but since it's in Kansas City, I think you got a 50-50 shot. But the best thing you have going for you is Andy Reid, because Andy Reid does not like to win championship games.
Yeah.
I saw five of them. He lost four of them.
I'd say three of them were directly his fault.
Memo to Kansas City. We said we're going. I have changed that. The weather is a disaster. Okay. So Dave Portnoy doesn't sit in the cold for nobody. Plus, I don't think we could get there. It's supposed to be a blizzard Friday, Saturday. It's supposed to be 0 degrees on Sunday.
That's interesting. That changes things probably not much for Patriots, but it makes it interesting.
I don't know that it helps anybody.
No.
Yeah. But you muck it up like that, and there's more of a chance for just shit to happen.
I think people would say that helps the Patriots.
And Mahomes is young. They got weapons, obviously, with Hill and Kelce, but what Andy Reid's going to do is all of a sudden the third-string tight end is going to have 20 targets. You'll be like, what the fuck is
this? And also Belichick's going to have something that poor Mahomes has never seen before.
I was saying to Jared on radio, I hope that Pat Mahomes walks in there with enough swagger to be like, I don't care about what's happened the past 15 years. Like, it's my time now. But that also just means he's got the biggest target on his back.
He's also 23 years old.
He's almost so good and so young that Belichick has it out for him. He wants to humble him.
He will walk in that way, and I have nothing against Patty Mahomes. But poor Patty is going to see something he's never seen. I guarantee you that. Patty's going to be like, wait a minute, there's 48 guys in defense. What's going on? They'll rush like none. They'll play like 40 guys deep, and it'll just be like, trust me, my guy will have something for him. I'm very confident we're going to Super Bowl. I think it's going to be Patriots, Saints, and a Goodell hate bowl, which will be great. I love Saints fans. Speaking of the Saints, damn. Tough loss for the one and done Philly Eagles.
I don't know about that.
Well, one Super Bowl.
Yeah, one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He'll be back next year, fully healthy. Once you give up on Nick Foles, that's it. Folks has been giving up on him. It's time.
It seems like your coach was talking about him as, I think, you blogged in the past tense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's done.
But they'll evaluate things.
The situation with Foles right now, obviously they can't afford to sign him and extend Carson Wentz. They're going to have to choose between one or the other.
Right.
They have a $20 million option. They'll probably pick up on that. Nick Foles can come back, buy out his option for $2 million, which he'll probably do. The Eagles then can have an option to franchise tag him, in which he could be put on the trading block. One of them's most likely Foles.
I think the way Nick Foles was talking in that presser
where he was just like, I had a great time, and so was Doug Peterson, he's like
thank him for what he's done.
The only way Nick Foles stays is if Howie Roseman and Joe Douglas float out Carson Wentz's name and they can get like 5 first round picks for him. That's the only way Nick Foles stays and we sign him.
The only people who would give up 5 first round picks for him are the Eagles fans.
Or Raiders or something.
I mean, I'm not going to say
it's not going to happen. It probably won't.
He wins that game if Alshon Jeffrey doesn't choke. That's one of the great chokes in the history of sports.
Yeah, when you got the clutch guy in the playoffs, 2 minute drill, here you go.
Bang, and you take it away. That game did not come down to one specific play.
That's like saying the Eagles were up 14-0. They ended up with 14
points. That's like
the ball going
through Buckner's legs. It kind of did.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Cody Parkey.
If it comes down to that, it comes down to that. We weren't going to win a Super Bowl last year if it wasn't Alshon Jeffrey. I'm not going to put the entire. He knows he fucked up. Obviously, he fucked up. He dropped the pass, especially after saying he had the best hands in the league. He fucked up. Yep. Nick Foles played good, but not good enough to win. He missed throws.
Yeah, no, he did.
He missed throws. He was ready to win, and your city let him down.
He had an awful interception. They were up 14-0. Once the Saints rattled off 17 unanswered, and Breeze was just doing whatever he wanted.
Well, it was on the defense. They were playing with a practice squad secondary. Ron and I looked at each other. This guy, 20 points. I was going to say, and it still came out well.
Yeah.
Ron and I looked at each other. This guy Hawkins playing. Who the fuck is this guy? And he's playing up against.
So Smitty, it's over now. Sadly. I wanted the rematch. I'm not going to get it. But next year, You're now firmly Wentz. You got to get rid of one now that it's reality.
Well, the coaching, they're talking about Foles in the past tense.
Right. So, but I'm saying you.
What do you want? Yeah.
What do I want?
Yes.
This is your time. Just say it.
Unless
just
Nick Foles ran the table, would have been Carson Wentz.
Despite what's going on in his neck yesterday.
See, that's a low. That's a
that
low blow.
A that's low a low blow. Blow on.
I remember you emailing me that like wasn't 5 years blow. Ago. I wrote a blog.
That wasn't a low blow.
On this like literally
that
World
made,
Series
that would
umpire
make me question.
Who had like two fingers and was calling strikes at like 40 fucking feet outside the strike zone. You emailed me. He's like, we don't do that. We don't put people down to be mean.
I'm not putting down anybody.
You're
to be
putting
mean.
Down Carson Wentz just because he has a
Frankenstein
neck.
I don't think a star quarterback has that type of neck issue.
No, that's BS.
Why
that's
is
a
that
tough
BS?
One to overcome.
Name one quarterback who has that type of skin problem, unless he's doing steroids.
It means he's doing, maybe he has some sort of disease. Are you shaming diseases now? You
does he have a disease?
Has. I don't
do
know.
You want your quarterback to have a disease?
You want disease-ridden
if it's
star
the disease
quarterback?
That wins in the end. I don't care. And it's not a disease. Yeah,
what disease is crazy acne on your neck?
I don't know. Acne what is an acne
is
disease.
Disgusting.
I had to go on fucking Accutane. Just give him a couple pills. It'll be okay. Fine.
All right. I didn't know if that factored into the decision.
I don't want a quarterback on Accutane, Smitty. Don't they kill yourself if you're on Accutane?
That was a concern.
Yeah,
that was a concern.
All right. I thought it's a fair thing that I would evaluate when looking at my roster. One guy doesn't have.
Have you seen Tom Brady's rookie year photo?
He didn't have gross neck.
No,
it
he
doesn't
didn't.
Matter. He looked like
guy,
a mush.
I mean, yeah, but
Carson Wentz is a man. He's out.
You can hit the gym,
North Dakota,
and get in shape.
It.
There is no formula to get rid of that. He's that was.
And you're shaming him. You're shaming him.
I'm not shaming him.
You're shaming him.
I'm a Carson
you're shaming
Wentz fan.
Him on...
I just want the best for the Eagles.
Maybe he can pray it away.
Maybe. Other games, so obviously Chiefs destroyed the Colts. Colts, one of the great fraud organizations of all time. I've said
1-0.
That.
1-0. You got those shirts.
I mean, 1-1. Even Vinny Terry's missing. That's crazy. And the Cowboys lose to the Rams. I didn't see much of that game. That seemed like a boring game. Michael Bennett. He has taken the identity of that city, let me tell you. I mean,
love it.
Absolutely.
How much controversy has Michael Bennett been in over the years?
I mean,
his first year in
this
Philly,
guy, someone
he has
doing
a couple
his
words
job.
With the camera.
Well, that's actually proving his point. Everything was fine. You know,
this
you
guy's
know
doing
he just took it to the next level here.
This guy's doing his poor job. And Michael Bennett wants to beat him up like a Philly.
He didn't
want to
beat
South
him
Street.
Up. They exchanged words. It was a no-win situation for Bennett. He should not have been putting himself to give people ammo there. I don't care if the cameraman said that you're just gonna fuck his wife and kill his babies.
Well, that
it doesn't matter.
Be,
you walk off.
That would be pretty intense.
Well, the cameraman didn't say anything. You walk off the field regardless. Regardless,
yeah,
you walk off the field.
Sometimes you take the identity of your city.
Michael,
they're a
stuff.
They're a match made
the
in heaven.
The
that's why. That's why he's perfect there now.
Yeah, you both.
This story. Answers. Moving on now. So I guess Super Bowl predictions.
Pats over Saints.
Saints over Pats.
It's going to be an interesting game because, and by the way, I would never sit. I see Riggs walking by with his Saints hat. I'm going to say this. I will not sit next to, like, Riggs in any sort of
electric chair.
Like, I'm not going to sit next to fake
fans.
Oh,
God, we were asking Riggs, like, oh, what do you think about Aaron Brooks last game? Looked pretty good, huh? He's like, look great. Then we asked him a question about Darren Sharper. He's like, big time supporter. Like,
well,
ah,
he doesn't know anything.
I know.
I mean, Riggs doesn't
he's
claim
not,
to be.
No,
that.
No,
exactly.
No. He's fake.
It's
he's
very
fake.
Much a bandwagon right, thing.
Yeah,
it's not he's trying to.
This story is kind of
like
funny.
Like any so LA fan.
A crazy guy got arrested because he told his neighbor he was going to kill him with kindness. And he did. Tried to because he had actually written the name kindness on his machete. And then he attacked him with kindness, cut the guy up a little bit.
Not
he
a liar.
Told him exactly what he was going to do. It's like
show
the
Green
Bay
lie.
Power Suite.
Show
like,
me
hey, I'm going to kill you with kindness.
Show me the lie. That's a great move. That's yeah. Like, if you name your machete kindness,
you oh,
know.
You're going to use
you're,
it.
You're not yeah. Only are you a murderer, but you're witty and you're clever and you know exactly what you're doing.
Exactly. Eagles lost.
He's... All right.
Sorry, it just came out.
Wait. You know, you're getting very big for your britches, like
what?
Going into
oh,
Kansas
now?
City. Like
now,
going into Kansas City.
I think that'll be a very difficult game.
Okay.
I thought
that's not what you were saying yesterday.
I thought Chargers would be. Listen, that's the other thing on social. Everyone's like, I tweeted this. It's true. The best thing about being a Patriots fan is we're always the best. That is the best part. We're always the best. Adam Gase, your coach.
Oh my God. I hated this hiring to begin with. You have to pull the plug.
Yeah, you do.
You have to fire him. You cannot have this guy up there like that. I thought it was like a one. I was on the radio. What? People started texting me. I was like, all right, let me take a look. And I thought it was like a one screenshot. The whole time, moving his head and twitching and staring like a fucking lunatic.
Now you know why Bill Belichick's like, peace, I'm out of here.
Here's the thing. I mean,
Miami's a pretty big media market. Has anybody ever seen him do something like this before?
Well, that's what
welcome to the New York.
I know. That's why he's probably hopped up on everything possible.
I think he got to New York.
Reality hit.
Yeah, everything was that shitty and that ridiculous and that bad. Yeah, the realization setting in. I'm now on the New York Jets. I mean, he looks like he's a robot, an alien. He's on drugs. He's scared. He looks ridiculous. You can't have that representing your fuck.
Yeah, well, you have that going on. We're getting ready for eighth straight AFC Championship game. Maybe the most miraculous stat. Really, that is insane. 8 straight years pencils in, and you got this clown who looks like stage fright.
I mean, I'm being dead ass serious. I would fire him.
Yeah, you have to.
I really would. I bet you cannot work here.
Go
anymore.
Coachless.
I just based on his eyes.
Yeah. And it was like the neck and like everything. No, he's got so fucking weird.
Such a great time.
How do they not
alive?
Imagine that being like, all right, time for my first impression. Like, let me do it. And that's what you put out there. So imagine when you're ready to coach a big game, if you can't even handle the fucking intro
that
presser.
That guy's going up against Belichick.
That's what they did. Maybe the invasion of the body snatchers replaced him with a robot.
Something happened. That ain't a human, man.
This Chicago story is just funny, this guy's picture. So there's a Chicago tow truck guy. He kept bribing to get on the tow truck list because it's obviously heavy business if you get listed to be like the biggest scumbags in the world are city tow truck guys. And this guy, I mean, straight out of central casting. Straight out of central.
I don't even know if you can say that. This was a stunning look.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a tow truck look.
Yeah, that's why I had to have him in there. Last story, we just won the picture because it's funny. Pete Davidson did stand-up. I think he was doing stand-up complaining that, what's his ex's name?
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, said that he had a big dick. I mean, this is clearly a move just to keep talking about your big dick. It's like, now it's all girls will be disappointed because she said I had a big dick.
Also,
well, then shut up. I don't like Pete Davidson. I don't like how he strikes me as like a mini Nate. Like, he's on both sides of the fence all the time.
The most disrespectful thing anybody's ever said.
Well, I mean, really he wants his cake, he wants to eat it too. Like, he's.
I kind of understand what he's saying, though.
Well, then don't talk about it.
No, he's saying is Ariana Grande is so small that her view is skewed.
But then he also said, he said, I have an above average size penis. He said it's like the smallest of black guys. So he still has a dick. He still has, at least by his words,
talking
a big
about
dick.
It. If you don't want people to talk about it, don't talk
about
it.
But I think there's something, too, when a girl goes home and expects you to be 9 inches and it's like, oh, it's only 7. It's like, well, what the fuck?
He knows what he's doing. And then he's going to say that he's like ready to like jump off a bridge. You can't talk about it.
Okay, let's move
that's
on.
What he did, though.
Let's move on.
But that's what he did. He has it both ways.
Cannot mental health shame.
But you can't be like a stand-up comedian and then complain about mental health shame is my point.
Mini Nate.
Post-show, I don't know what I have post-show. I guess the only, what?
During this, Kyler Murray officially declared for the NFL draft.
He did. All right, so Kyler Murray was trying to hold
He's
trying to hold the
A's
by ransom.
Yeah, I mean, that's the wrong franchise to be able to try to hold for ransom, right?
I bet you work for peanuts.
Right, I mean, another franchise might consider it, but the A's were probably...
Oh, I guess I shut down comments. We haven't talked about that. People are nuts who think I have some, like, veiled thing. It was just wildly racist. There was
the final straw of the one like blow your head off.
Yeah,
like,
and then Gaz sent me one.
It's been that way for years.
Gaz sent me one. I didn't even see someone threatening to like run around and shoot up the Chicago office. It's like what?
Well, you can't
want to leave these comments.
What I don't get is that the people who
that's a felony.
The people who would take the time to sign up and read every blog and comment should theoretically either support us or at least know what we're trying to do. And every single comment hurts us. With Deadspin, with advertisers, with sponsors.
And let me be very clear. I actually do not care if the comment section trashes like us. Like that has zero to do. It's overtly violent, racist, crazy shit.
That everybody lumps in. Like Deadspin says, like, look what's on their website. Well, it's the comments.
And we're figuring a way. The issue we've always had, which I've had forever, and it's getting worse, we can't ban people, and people don't want you to filter out words. Unless you don't think we do, there's a million ways around it. We ban somebody, they come back 10 times stronger 5 seconds later. So we've never been able to do it. We're figuring out how to do it. It will be back when it is, but I don't really give a fuck. We got to figure it out right.
The people who are anybody who thinks it's really going to impact anything is nuts.
Well, it
doesn't.
Well,
they're idiots too.
All right. Well, I was
like people are going to not come read Barstool blogs. Get the fuck out of here. Those people are the lunatics who come and read everything. Tweet about it or go on Reddit or find some other forum.
It's going to come back either way, but it's just we're going to be able to ban people. My suggestion, I got to have a meeting about, is I think if you have gold, you can comment, and if you say something, we just approve the username, but we know who it is, and once you are unapproved, if you create a new one, you can't comment. That's what I would do.
Why don't you just have a minion going through and approving, disapproving each comment?
It can't. It goes too fast.
Too many, yeah.
It's like in 24/7, you're going to have somebody awake at all hours just doing it.
You don't have like people around, manpower?
There is no way to keep up with it. There's literally no way. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the solutions. I've tried that. Like, I tried that before the size we are now. It is, let me put it this way. The reason so many companies get rid of it, who are far better at technology than us, is it's almost impossible to control. Thing that I wanted to talk about I got a blog, whether the Celtics are going to be the weak link in Boston doing a Grand Slam
upset
of sports.
City. Did not think that.
Like, it could be Patriot. No city's ever won all four. The Bruins are very good. Celtics are good. Patriots are knocking on the door.
Philly made all four in 1980.
Did they? Yeah. In 80? Well, how many did they win?
One.
Oh, well.
That's three or four.
Where are we going for radio?
Oh, in radio. So the Ivy in, where is it?
Buckhead,
Atlanta. We will be there Monday through Friday for Barstool Radio from 12 to 6. Buckhead. The Ivy in Buckhead, I heard it's a good spot. So that's where Barstool Sports will be all Super Bowl week. All right. Good luck to the Pats. Look forward to a fun week.
Fuck you, Dave.